Blood on My Name, written by Sapphix and read by Woolly Lambda. Summary. Yennefer is the first person Geralt meets who doesn't find it strange that although Geralt knows he is a woman, he still calls himself a he. Notes. For easy to find. Comment moderating is on so I can screen for any transphobia or lesbophobia. Title is from Blood on My Name by the Brothers Blight. Geralt doesn't remember the name his mother gave him. He thinks, later, that this is a good thing. There is a bitter taste of abandonment and lies that stings, even in his brief memory of her, the only happy memories he has of his childhood. So no, he doesn't miss his birth name. He thinks he may have been named for his father, but he doesn't want anything his mother gave him. He remembers someone telling him that he had his mother's eyes, and now he doesn't even have that anymore. There is nothing about him that ties him to her. Maybe that is for the best. Witchers work best alone. This is a fact. Those who choose to fight with witchers instead of against them always die young and bold and stupid. He chooses the name Geralt for himself. It suits him. Geralt has his sword and his eyes still work, and he has a single friend who likes to sing about him, of all the things worthy of song. And it should be enough, he knows, to only have a friend and his sword and his horse. But it's not. He dreams of her at night. It's not enough. Yennefer is the first person Geralt meets who doesn't find it strange that although Geralt knows he is a woman, he still calls himself a he. Yennefer used to be ugly, or so she tells him, because he cannot imagine it himself. She was transformed against her will into this siren of sorcery to seduce and sabotage society, and she is so angry it is truly beautiful. If Geralt cared for no one else but her, he would let her burn down the world and everyone in it. Not that he could stop her if she tried. All my life, I've been surrounded by people who want me to be something for them. It's comforting to know that you don't want that. You're comforting and courageous and caring, if you allow yourself to be. Geralt bites his tongue. He was never one for speeches. Those who trained him to be a witcher almost cut out his tongue too many times for him to feel comfortable speaking for longer than is necessary. Yennefer, you're so much more than what this wretched world thinks of you. Instead of responding, Yennefer kisses him, softly and sweetly, in a way Geralt feels he has never deserved. But maybe, if they stay together, he could feel worthy of her. Maybe. His life is so focused on surviving the present that Geralt has forgotten the possibility of a future, too. For the first time, he considers an immortal life spent with Yennefer and lets himself smile.